This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. The PM dedicated to the nation entire 82-kilometer Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor and inaugurated the remaining sections of India's first Namo Bharat regional rapid transit system. With a design speed of 180 km/h, Namo Bharat is India's first regional rapid transit system connecting major urban centers such as Sahibabad, Ghaziabad, Modi Nagar and Meerut with Delhi at a faster pace. The Prime Minister also flagged off Meerut Metro services between Meerut South and Modipuram, operating on the same infrastructure as Namo Bharat, in a first-of-its-kind initiative in the country. Later, Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut. Addressing the gathering, PM Modi said the projects launched will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi said, Uttar Pradesh and the entire country are witnessing a new era of world-class infrastructure. PM Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the PM highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. The Prime Minister stated that on this occasion, a statue of C. Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of Independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. PM Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In reply to a social media post by Israeli PM Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi yesterday added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary has launched a nationwide campaign titled Badhna Hai Toh Yahan Judna Hai to accelerate India's digital skilling movement through Skill India Digital Hub. Addressing the launch event yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary said that India's digital strength has been globally recognized through transformative initiatives such as India Stack and now the Skill India Digital Hub. He said that these platforms have expanded access to public services and skill development at an unprecedented scale. The minister also urged the citizens to connect with this campaign and take the next step in their growth journey. Nagaland will host the first ever Northeast Festival of Rice, Grains of Heritage at Agri Expo in Chumok Edima. The festival, which will be held on 26th and 27th of this month, aims to promote heirloom rice varieties, traditional farming tools and seed preservation practices from across the region. The festival will bring communities from across northeastern states, including Sikkim, to celebrate rice at the heart of indigenous culture and sustainable living. A craft section will highlight bamboo work, handloom textiles and artisanal products inspired by agrarian life. The festival marketplace will also host farmers and entrepreneurs offering organic produce, rice-based products and handmade goods. India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. In women's cricket, India A women clinched the title at the Women's Asia Cup Rising Stars 2026, defeating Bangladesh A by 46 runs in Bangkok, Thailand. And that is the end of this news bulletin.